You may have heard of planetary scale databases with Cosmos DB, but did you know that you can place OData Magic on top of that and have a powerful query engine that runs over a REST API at your fingertips? You've got to check this out. Welcome to another episode of On.NET. This is our special OData Supercharged edition. We've talked about OData a few times, and today I've got Hassan with me again in the studio. He's an avid user of OData, our resident OData expert, and we're going to talk about using it with a non-traditional technology. So I think a lot of .NET developers are used to SQL and relational databases, but there's a whole other world out there of other databases. So tell us first who you are, what you do, and then let's dive into this special instance.
Hi, Jeremy. My name is Hassan Habib. I'm a software engineer here at Microsoft. I am at CELA organization, which is an organization that handles all legal matters at Microsoft. And I work on a daily basis with different technologies to provide better systems for our internal employees here at Microsoft. And I get to play with a lot of these amazing technologies and try to put them into real life scenarios and learn from them. And I'd like to share that with the rest of the world.
Awesome. Well, let's share planet scale database with the rest of the world.
Let's do it. So remember how when we talked about OData, we said OData doesn't really have any hard dependency on the entity framework. It's great to leverage the entity framework. It allows you to run SQL or any Lambda expressions or Lambda functions with your C# code, but you don't really have to have it. And today I'm going to show you how OData can work with Cosmos DB, the exact same way we worked with any other data source in previous video about OData. So what I did here, this is my Azure portal.
Well, let's talk about Cosmos DB real quick. So Cosmos DB is?
It's an amazing technology, storage technology, that allows people to rapidly execute operations in almost split milliseconds. You know, one of my favorite demos about OData is what Hanselman did. They had an instance in Japan that's mirroring an instance here in the US, and he was drawing on the board that sits the data in the instance that's in Japan, and it was reflecting immediately on the instance that's here.
So it's an out-of-the-box distributed database, and there's several APIs you can pick. So if you're a MongoDB developer, we support MongoDB. If you're a SQL developer, there's a SQL API that allows you to use SQL-like syntax for that. There's a Graph API. But it is a NoSQL database, which means it's not necessarily relational. It's semi-structured data. So there are properties and values, but every record doesn't have to be the same, which makes it unique and interesting and relative to certain types of data sets and workloads. But you've got a Cosmos DB database set up here.
Yep, absolutely. I'm going to show you first how do you create that. So you can go here, if you click Add, and then you get to select, I want to build OData, Cosmos, too much OData today. So Azure Cosmos DB. And then you get to build that, you create that, and then you get to select whatever API you want to use. So in this instance, we're using Core SQL, but you get to choose actually any kind you want. And while we're on the subject, I want to talk to you about something here. Azure Table gives you OData built in, so you don't have to build an API in front of Cosmos in order for you to leverage OData. It's actually built in functionality that allows you to hit the Cosmos instance endpoint with your existing knowledge about OData without having to write one line of code. So that's down to zero, right? And I don't know how far.
Zero lines. Four lines of code and some other.
Down to zero lines.
So you're promising zero. So we've got the API that we can pick, and Azure Table will play very nicely with OData out of the box. And then you've got location, which is interesting. Because you mentioned this, Cosmos DB will geo-replicate to multiple locations. So I can have one if I want my database to crash and burn if that data center goes down. Or I can have a dozen spread around the world. And I don't have to change my code, do I, to handle that replication across those nodes.
So yes, sir. And because we want to show you, like, if you're ready, most of the people that we're trying to talk to, they're they already have APIs, they want to use different data sources, you know, I want you to go ahead and explore with Azure Table. That's out of the box, and I'm going to send, we're going to put a link in the description about the official documentation about Azure Table, how to leverage OData with Azure Table. But I want to show you today with the Core SQL Cosmos, how that works out. So you just select Core SQL and click Review and Create. We already created one, so we don't have to create another one. So I'm just going to go back here to my resource groups in here. And I have one in here that's called Cosmos with SQL, right? So here's how you get started with this real quick and you start learning about things. If you go to the quick start part, you'll notice they have a lot of samples, right, that you can download and run, plug and play, without having to write one line of code, right? Nice. So I'm going to go to the .NET Core one. I'm just going to download an existing sample that has all that, the table key and the private key and the URL, all of that.
Okay, so it's got the credentials and the sample.
It's all set up, okay. Automatically set up. In addition to that, let me extract that real quick, and then I'll show you how much beautiful this is. In addition to that, it actually comes in with pre-built MVC UI and pre-built repository pattern to handle the data for you.
Okay, so we've already abstracted the data. We're not getting it directly from our views.
Yep.
So it sounds like a place where you might be able to maybe sneak in a little code.
Oh, data stuff. Yes, yes. And that's what we're going to show you today. Let's run the project first and see how things go. Don't download stuff from the internet. So this isn't trustworthy.
You got your
warning.
You probably know about this warning too. You are in legal, right?
Yes. So. Yes. Absolutely. So this is Quick Start Core. It has everything built for us. Let me just rebuild the project real quick so it can retrieve. You can also do load project dependencies. I'm just going to rebuild it so I can run it. But you can also load project dependencies if you decide to change your NuGet packages at any point in time. So I'm just going to rebuild the project here real quick. Rebuild all succeeded, or so it claims. Now, let's give it a second there. All right.
So you know the trick here, right? If it ever slows down, just move the mouse
clockwise. And it'll just like this. It'll just work. All right. So we have that. Let me show you what the project that comes out of the box. You built a Cosmos DB. If I run my project right now, it's already connected to my Cosmos DB, and I get to control the data, full CRUD operations, delete details, edit, and create.
So that's a nice example out of the box. You get all the operations you'd probably want to perform. We're pulling up something, and it's a to-do list. Awesome.
Yep. So it created a sample to-do list, and then you get to go, let's just create one for fun. So let's say Jeremy is awesome.
I like that to do. Wait, why is it a to do? You're implying that this is something that is going to happen in the future.
Jeremy, to do Jeremy is awesome. Okay, let's say brush your teeth, I guess. Brush your teeth.
Jeremy is awesome. Is fine.
Anyways, either way, so brush your teeth. Oh, that's from the previous session. So the control C.
Okay.
Right? And if I go and create, people who are familiar with CRUD operations with ASP.NET MVC, they know exactly, they're very familiar with this native bootstrap. You know, you get to do full operation, delete, and whatnot, right?
Okay.
This list here is built to list things that are tasks that are not completed. The tasks that are completed
disappear.
But they're still there in the database.
The records are still there. They're just
disappear. Send there in the database. So just to make sure that this actually is the case. You don't have to have a lot of knowledge there. If you're already familiar with SQL, there is a data explorer in here that shows you. So I have a to-do list in here, and I have a bunch of items. If you look, I have already an item in here. You should wash your teeth every day. Wash your teeth. This is not the exact same one that we created. This is a different one. So we can create however many we want, but what I want to show you here today is out of this example, and probably people watching us right now, they could probably do that by themselves. If you look at the example, it already comes in with iDocument DP repository, that's the repository pattern, and they have the document repository pattern, which have all the secrets and the keys, and it comes in with all the operations that I need. I have no entity framework in here, just pre-built client for me to interact in full CRUD operations with Cosmos DB.
Okay.
So now you would think the next thing I want to do is just add OData to this magic and see what happens.
Okay.
So the first thing I want to do, I'm just going to go in here just like we did last time in OData, manage OData NuGet packages. If you go to browse and type in OData, and this is Microsoft, that we want the one with the core, ASP.NET Core OData, since we downloaded the 2.2 Core OData. So I'm just going to install that real quick. Give it a second. Yes, yes, yes. There's OData, right?
Okay.
And then I want to add a controller in here. And all of this, like, if you're using Visual Studio, you know, this has been around for a while. You can have full CRUD operations, you know, generated for you out of the box. So if I choose API control with read write, so I'm not using the entity framework here, I'm just going to go in here and tell it, build me full CRUD operations for items. So that's my items controller. And then I'm going to create that. And it'll just create a sample full CRUD for you for an API control. And we're going to test that in a second.
This is so much nicer. I'm going to show my age a little bit. I've been developing for many, many years, and it used to be file new, and then you're scrambling to find examples, searching on the web, going to bulletin boards, dialing into modems and BBS. Okay, maybe too far back. But this is nice that we get this scaffolded for us, so we've got a template that we can work from.
Yep. So this is, so you see, it created a template for us. You know, we have everything here that we need. Now, before we add stuff in here, let's just test the thing itself. Let's use the document repository. So if you look here at the existing controller that we were using, it's called the item controller. It already does some initiation for you for the repository. So I'm just going to steal that from here. I'm going to steal that in here. I'm going to select this. I'm going to go to the items controller. I'm going to put this right here. The only difference here is that the constructor is items controller instead of item controller, like that. And then I just want to pull in, if you do control period, it'll pull in whatever this iDocument repository is defined.
Okay.
So I just instantiated
the repository. So you've got the repo ready.
I got everything ready for me.
Okay.
The other thing I want is from the item controller here, as you can see, it's returning a bunch of items that are completed, that are not completed, right? The items are not completed. We're gonna return the items that are not completed. So I'm confusing myself. Just to show people what's out there. You know, we could create new ones. We have the UI. We have everything. So I can just do that. So this is returning repository got dot get items async, right? And the difference here is that I want to return an enumerable for the item instead of a string. So let me do that in here. And then in addition to that, this is an awaitable call. So we want async and a task
and
that
a
encapsulates
task.
This call. There we go. Everything is happy.
Okay.
Now we need to put that to test, right? So I'm saying give me the items that are complete, not completed.
So far we've added the OData package, but no
we didn't do OData
has
yet.
Been involved in the making of this demo.
Yep. We're just creating a controller that just returns a bunch of things, right?
Okay.
So let's run that. Let's see if that. What's the endpoint here? /API/items, right? So I'm just going to go ahead in here and run my project. Give her a second there.
Telling you, you just gotta crank that mouse.
You gotta. Okay, let's see.
Although the spinner's going the other way. So
yeah.
I don't
see,
know
so that's the trick. That's the trick. Okay, so this is our normal CRUD operations. If I go and say we know that this list is only displaying the items that are not completed, which makes sense because it's a to-do list. Why would you see items that are completed? And then you go /API/items. If I hit that endpoint, what happens? It's returning. So I just turned a view controller into a normal controller. No magic in there.
Okay.
Right. Now, comes the interesting part. We want to add OData to this, right? So just like we did last time, if I go into services in here and say services, add OData, And then I'll just have the control period just to pull in the library, that the NuGet package that we just pulled in.
Okay.
That's one part. And then again, down here at the routes level, this is already broken down for us, so we don't have to do anything. Routes dot, and then I want to enable dependency injection. Remember how we said we want to enable dependency injection for OData services to be in effect. And I also want to have the expand, the select, all kinds of stuff that I want.
Right. This is that opt-in of the different functionality that you're going to expose.
Exactly. So order by whatever is out there, right?
Okay.
All right. What else is left? What's left is that I want to go back to my items controller and add enable query.
Hmm.
Right?
Okay.
What happens now? We'll see. Let's find out. Let's run this and see what happens.
I can hear the music playing in the background. It's building up
to
the exciting moment.
All right, let's see what happens. So if I go and say slash API slash items, we want to make sure the system is still working. So system is still working. But if I go ahead and say I don't really care about all of that, I want some OData magic, give me just the name of the item.
Boom.
High five.
Wow.
That's it.
That's it.
And whatever we talked about in the past about OData, like you didn't need Entity Framework. Whatever storage you have, go ahead.
No, I'm just really saying. Wow, that seemed too easy.
Yep.
And so basically, if you had chosen Azure Table Storage, you're saying we'd get this out of the box. But if we don't, we add a package, configure it, and tag a controller endpoint, and we're back in the races.
The only difference is four lines of code. It's up to you to decide. What do you want to do?
That's amazing. So I understand that you have a blog post that's tied into this functionality. It seems easy, but if you want to follow through step by step, we've got a link for you. It's aka.ms/odata-cosmosdb. That's O-D-A-T-A hyphen C-O-S-O. Oh wait, COSMOSDB, OData Cosmos DB. Check it out. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, absolutely, sir. Thank you.
Costco DB.
Costco DB.